So we're back at it again. Here it is. It's practically the new year. We'll call this the New Year podcast. It is the end of December. It's not quite New Year's Eve yet. So.
No.
We're back in our regular studio here in Bill and April's basement.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great Christmas.
I did as well. Mm-hmm. Christmas was fantastic. I got a new smoker for Christmas.
Yes, you did. And we had dinner tonight, courtesy of the smoker.
Yes, we did.
Thank you.
It's going to take a little more getting used to. The old smoker kind of came easy. This one has some nuances that I need to work out.
But... We were commenting on the size of it, too. It's about the size of Kim's upright freezer.
Yeah, it looks like I have an oven outside next to my driveway.
Right yeah. Now. What you made tonight was delicious. The chicken and the shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. As always, the food here is very good.
The food is very good.
And I also had a marvelous Christmas, too, spending with Kim and her family. I got some nice gifts, including this one, which was a gift from you.
And, of course, me selfishly gave Jim a bottle of scotch that we haven't yet tried.
This one seems very interesting, too. It's from one of our favorite places in Scotland, Speyside.
Indeed it is.
And this is called Cardew.
One of these times I'm going to have to go to one of our favorite places in Scotland.
Oh, I hear you.
Well, why don't we get around to cracking the bottle?
Those are words of whiskey wisdom.
Whiskey wisdom. Well, that's a fancy-looking bottle, isn't it?
That's nice. You know, this reminds me of, is it Di Serrano? Is that the type of bottle that they...
Yeah, almost like a...
Short and square.
Like an amaretto bottle.
Amaretto, that's what I'm
thinking. There you go.
Right. And can you see the color?
Can you see that at all?
Again, it's a goldish reddish. It's a nice looking. I mean, it's a deep color. It's not a pale light color. I think it's a little darker than some of the other scotches we've been sipping at. But then again, I'll know more when I see it in the glass. Almost looks like a whiskey decanter.
Yes, it does, and it's got a wooden,
a big wooden cork.
Yeah, the cork is attached to a big wooden peg. Kind of cap to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, very nice.
So very nice. Shall we?
I believe so.
Cork?
Thank you, sir. Ooh. Again, nice light floral.
Indeed.
Well, do pour, sir.
Pouring a little heavy today.
Well... It is almost New Year's.
Indeed.
And we will not partake in the amateur evening that is New Year's Eve.
No, we won't.
So we will start ahead of time. Oddly enough.
It's very gentle.
The scent on the cork was stronger than the scent in the glass.
Yeah. It's very, very, very gentle. Floral is a good word, though, for it.
Yeah. It's light. Floral. Springy. You know, it's got a very cool scent to it. Again, I was right, though, on the color. It is a little bit darker.
Yeah.
I would call it more gold than red.
Yeah, I would, too. I don't think it's quite as dark as some of the ones that we've had, but this seems like a very interesting one, doesn't it? Let's give it a shot here.
Well.
This is smooth.
It's very smooth. It's a very full taste, though. There's a little peat to it. Very little.
Little.
Smoke. Heavy smoke. Maybe woody.
It's got a sweetness to it. Floral is a very good word.
Mm-hmm. But it's...
Fruity.
Its first touch of the tongue is very light.
You don't even feel it. There's no bite.
As it first enters the mouth, there's almost no strong flavor to it at all.
Yeah.
But have you... You hold it in your mouth a little bit, drink it down, breathe through it. You get a strong wood reaction, but not, like you said, there's no bite, there's no burn. It's very smooth going down.
It's very gentle warmth.
It doesn't displease at all.
No. There's a lot of flavor here. There's a few things going on here. I don't get as much smoke as you're getting. I'm getting a lot of sweet... I'm going to go with floral. Fruity.
Yep, I'll say that too. I'll say there's almost like a pearish taste.
Yeah, pear is probably a good taste to describe it as.
This is where, when I smell it again after you taste it, it smells completely different.
I smell the smoke a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've drank it.
I like this a lot. This is a very full glass of scotch. Well, very full scotch in a glass.
I filled it rather high. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. This...
Well, that might be another reason why, you know, as we get down to the bigger bowl in the glass, you can get a fuller scent, too.
Yeah.
Maybe the overpour muted the scent of a scotch. This is tasty. I started to like this more and more. This kind of reminds me of the Belvenny the first time we drank that, the Doublewood. Because it every sip gives you a different, not necessarily a different flavor, but you can feel a little bit more. Right. You know, it's like different parts of your tongue are activated the more you go and drink. You know, the more you sip it, the more you taste. That's fabulous, because one glass of scotch is many drinks. Mm. It still has a light. It's very odd that there's smoke and flowers in the same scent.
Right. And I really kind of appreciate the little sweetness, the little fruitiness to it. It's just a little edge to it that really makes it quite nice.
Wow, Jim, this is the best present I gave you this week.
we've had some really good whiskeys, and I like each one for different reasons. This one, I think it's the sweetness, the fruitiness that really is getting me on this. I think that's what I dig the most about this.
Yeah, and it doesn't go away just because that wood is there.
Yeah, no, it's still there. It's still lingering. There.
And it never comes back. You never get the heat coming back.
And cool is a good description. If there's any heat, it's like a warm caress. It's not heat. It's
there's no whiskey backdraft.
Thank you. I like that.
Yeah, I don't mind if I do.
Okay, that's more normal size glass.
That's fabulous. You know what I've also... It's a drop of water. Brings out the taste in the scotch.
So they say.
Well, we're not done yet. Folks, we're not done yet. Okay, so take a sniff. It actually increased the strength of that smell.
It did. I'm getting a little more of the smoke.
I can actually feel it now in my nose when I smell it.
It took a little of the sweetness away.
It's that finish first. The full flavor of that finish that you get.
It gives you more of that scotch feel in the back of your mouth, in your throat.
Still not a burn, but it increases the heat a little bit.
A little bit. Right. It took some of the sweetness away, though. To be honest with you, I like the sweetness a little better.
But, okay, so this is a scotch you don't like to cut with water.
Right. For me, anyway.
But you know what it also did? It moved from the edges of the tongue down the middle. So we'll have to, you know, this is something that we hadn't really done before.
No, we haven't. This is the first time I've tried it with the single malt.
Right. But, I mean, we haven't, like, tried to, I'm not going to say alter the flavor, but taste it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that water actually, I mean.
It did. Yeah.
Just a few drops of water, but it makes that much of a difference. That's very interesting. I've never...
I didn't think it would be that dramatic.
Actually. I didn't either. It's just something that, you know, you learn. This is part of growing as a scotch drinker.
Yeah.
To me, this is fabulous. That, like it or not, the changing the taste through such a simple thing as dropping a little bit of water in it. It's like we're rebooting the podcast and starting over with... It doesn't smell different. It just smells a little stronger. And the taste... Like I said, you get the finish first. But you know what I'm also noticing?
That
doesn't last. That flavor, you know how we had the finish and it held and you had a good...
Yeah.
You start with the finish.
That's a great observation. I like this a lot. I really do. Yeah.
This is a scotch for scotch drinkers. This is not a scotch for the general public. This isn't a take it to a party and introduce somebody to a scotch. I thought it was more so at first.
Yeah.
But the more I've tasted it...
It's a little more complicated.
The more I've, you know, especially after adding water to it and getting the full flavor.
That changed it. Changed its character.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I can almost feel my tastes evolving in scotch as we do this.
Yeah, I can too.
I'm almost willing to, but I'm not. Because I know I'm not there yet. Give that Lafroy a try again.
I'm not there yet either, but we'll get there. Because I've been thinking about that too.
Anyways, this is a fabulous scotch, Jim.
And I thank you for
I'm
it, Bill.
Pleased.
This is
it looks fabulous. I mean,
this was a Christmas gift for both of us because it's very appealing. I like the bottle.
Okay, this is the finest looking scotch we've had yet. With the whole presentation, the bottle, the shape, the color, the way it looks in the glass.
Mm-hmm. It's rather elegant, regal.
It is. It's. Yeah. I mean, and it's inexpensive. I know it's less than a $50 bottle.
Oh, okay,
scotch.
All right. The water really did change that.
It did. Okay, so now, afterwards, without the water...
It's almost creamy now, to me.
It's
sweet. At least...
It's sweeter. It is definitely sweeter without the water.
Yeah. I like it this way.
And the finish isn't the same. The taste isn't the same. Yeah.
It's not as warm.
No. It's bizarre how much different it is with water than without.
A whole different character, different personality to it.
It's two whiskeys.
A tale of two whiskeys. I wonder if we put the Stones in without the water, would that change it yet again?
I'm going to take two of these Stones. Mm-hmm. Carefully drop them into my glass.
I shall take two as well.
Well, let it sit for a minute or so. Okay, so we're still going with this Cardew. And Jim, if I do say so myself, so far, this scotch has been the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. If you try this, you'll see what we mean.
You can change your whiskey with the simplest of things.
I mean, already the glass is cold.
Oh, yeah. I feel it in my hand. I will put some whiskey stones, which are, you know, some soap stones that I've had in the freezer. Scent-wise, I don't really catch much difference. You can feel how much colder it got away.
Yeah. You can almost smell it cold.
Now you can feel it as well as, you know, breathe it. Mmm. It thickens it up a little.
Did it bring out the sweetness a bit?
Yes. It's almost, I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to mean it. It's syrupier.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like, in so much consistency, but more in, it's like a creamy.
It flow, right. It's, it, it.
It's, silky.
Yes, that's a good word.
That's a better word. Creamy is still thick. Thick isn't quite the right word. Mm. It's more of a silkiness. I like that.
I like that a lot.
See, where the water brought out the wood and the smoke, this subdues that and brings out the sweetness of it.
Yeah, it does.
And it doesn't change.
Jim, Cardew is the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, and I don't know that it's necessarily the Cardew.
But it could be all of them.
And I'm like,
we just opened up a whole new thing here.
Oh, holy crap. We've been doing this all wrong.
Fortunately, this is only our second one that we've reviewed, so. But I like it better with the Stones.
Yeah, I was going to say, first of all, liked it from the start. Mm. I'm not going to say I loved it with the water. It changed your perspective and gave you a whole new appreciation for the multi-levels of flavors in this scotch. And then you chill it, put the rocks on it, and this is fabulous. I like this. I almost think we need to get a Belvenie and do one of those.
Yeah, that's the first one we ever had, so yeah.
And I'm throwing it out there. I'm putting it on tape. When we review Belvenie, we won't be as fond of it as we remember.
No, I think we've had better since then. But that was a nice one to start with. Mm-hmm. It wasn't quite as basic as Oldman because there's more wood in it.
Oh, yeah. It's not our typical very clean, very mild scotch that we like. But it was actually the first single malt that we experienced in a way that...
What it did was it put away the stuff we were drinking. Okay.
It did. So Jim... As we wrap up this holiday season, I say to you, Merry Christmas, my friend.
And Happy New
Year. Even though it is beyond that.
It is.
And a Happy New Year to you. Best to you and to Kim. And
to you in April, my friend.
Well, folks, I think we're pretty much done here.
I think so. All right. Got some more drinking to do.
Indeed.
All right. So we'll be back again after the New Year, and we'll have another scotch. I think we'll have a different one for our next podcast.
I'm going to see if I can't find something else.
Really?
I'll try.
Another beer?
I mean, you're going to be you're going to be away for a week.
Yeah, we're about to go on vacation for a week. So
I'll see you whilst you're away if I can hit up a couple other establishments and see if I can find something that might be a little bit different for the podcast.
You're going to find the Japanese scotch.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't, but that's what you're going
to
do.
That's what I'm going to try to do. You know me too well, my friend.
All right. Well, then,
had I been able to find it, we would be reviewing a Japanese whiskey today.
Tonight, yeah. Absolutely.
But don't worry, I have not given up.
We've only just begun, haven't we?
Indeed we have.
Well, then on that note, how about sayonara?
Domo arigato.
Happy New Year. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.